Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April the 9th. Once again, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday weekend. Enjoy your Easter and your Good Friday off. Today was really kind of an interesting day. We had May corn up a penny and three quarters at 331 and three quarters. May beans up 9 cents at 863 and a half. And May wheat up 8 1/4 cents at 556 and a half. May Kansas City was up 14 cents. The reports came out, and I thought they were bearish. They raised the bean carryout to 480. That was 50 million more than what they were looking for. The wheat was 30 million more than what they were looking for, and the corn about 100 million more than what they were looking for. Actually, 200 million more than what they were looking for. The ethanol was lowered by 375, but they increased feed and residual 150, giving you a 225 loss there, or increased in the carryouts. Big numbers, and I really thought we should have been lower on this. Wheat was 30 million more than what they were looking for. The wheat world estimates were up about 5 million metric tons. Corn was up about close to 6 million metric tons. And the beans were down about 2 million from last month. So the beans should have been a little friendly. Maybe if you want to toss in the carryout on the beans, I didn't think it was anything really that friendly out here. But all three, corn, wheat, and beans, closed higher here today, shaking off what I thought was a bearish report. So that's positive. Anytime a market can rally on bad news, something more is going on. Now, the dollar's down 60 ticks, down to 99.56. Crude oil broke hard during the day. It was down almost $6 a barrel off the highs. It closed down $5.50, more than that, almost $6 off its lows, but it's rallied back about 40 cents in the aftermarket. It looks like Russia and OPEC had a deal, but President Trump didn't make any concrete statements about it. He made no guarantees about cutting production, and it looks like the whole thing might have fallen apart out here. So not good news for the corn, but corn closed higher anyway, despite the carryouts and the crude oil. So did the Chinese step up and buy more? We look at the export sales today being as big as they were, 2.46 on the corn. That's a big number. Granted, it's combined, but still, that's a lot of corn going out the door. So at any rate, I thought the markets acted pretty good. Meal got down to within a buck of the support. If the funds want to cover their short corn, we can move higher. There's no other real significant positions out there. We'll get the new commitment of traders reports here in about a half an hour, and we'll make some adjustments there. But overall, I didn't think it was all that great a deal out here. But it was the reports, like I said, were bearish, but the closes weren't bad at all. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.